It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Lindsay, I didn't even ask you or Jody how y'all's thing went last night. Was it last night you did the thing?
Lindsay, look, with Jody.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. I mean, truly. Now, we had a little technical dip. Would you say, Riggins, it was a dip? Not really technical dip. I couldn't. I think it's because you logged on.
Yeah, so there was a small technical glitch with Lindsay being able to control how the stream went, but it wasn't a major deal.
Like, basically, I couldn't play the commercials, but guess what? It didn't matter because I forgot about them anyway. Yeah. I mean, once we start talking, it's over.
Yeah.
So,
but you know what? The commercials aren't important anyway.
Yeah.
To a business that's in media.
I had to finally step in at the 40-minute mark and say, hey, it's time you run a commercial, if you can squeeze it in the, find the time to squeeze in a commercial, that would be sick.
Since it's been 40 minutes in a 30-minute program.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly right. And he was like, can we wrap it? And I was like, yeah, we got to go. And then we start talking about something else, 10 more minutes.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
Yeah. And I understand y'all are enjoying it.
Yes.
But are the listeners/viewers enjoying it?
I'm not going to lie. This is the most successful I think I've ever been because Jody came on. I mean, with Lindsay, look, that is. And it's wild. They love her. I mean, who doesn't, you know, but.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with it. Like, probably there would be some women out there that's like, no, like it's going to be me. I'm a girl's girl. You know, I'm here for it. I love it. I love that they love her. I love that they love us.
Mm-hmm,
Work it. It's clicking, you know?
Yeah, I do too. I love it.
People seem to like it.
We're going to talk all things menopause, hormones next week. I mean, it's going to be incredible because these are the real topics.
Right. And so you say anybody can listen to that and watch it? Because I want to get in on that.
No, you're interested.
Matter of fact, it starts at 7 Eastern, and that's what time my other show starts on the radio. So I'll just call in sick that night.
Please come on as a guest. Tell us your thoughts.
I want to know about mental pause.
I got to hear more.
Now, is she going to be warning you about what's coming or what?
Well, she's going to talk about her experience with it. And then I'm going to talk about my experience with going looking for a hormonal doctor. And that's for that's like the pre steps before the menopause, you know? So I've kind of got my age stuff going on and she's got her age stuff going on. So it's going to be great.
Man, so you hear that, fellas? You got a whole show about female issues.
Yeah. I don't think we have one male listener. Don't worry.
Yeah, it's mostly women I see in the comments, but you're definitely making sure of that now.
So do y'all answer the people in the comments? You talk to them?
Yeah, we do.
You said you get caught up talking and you forget to look at the messages and all of that.
That happens pretty much every time, but then I'll be like, oh, you know, let me go to the, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, we get wrapped up in, you know, you know how we do. I know. We're like, well, just two hens. But we love it. And I don't know, the people love it. And I'm not just tooting my own horn. Like, people love it.
Yeah.
Oh, TJ, you missed it too.
Go ahead.
So they were, Lindsay and Jody are chatting and they're going on for like 35 minutes. And then Alexis is in the chat. And so now it's the three of them. I mean, it was like, oh, this is what happens, I guess.
Wasn't yesterday Alexis's birthday?
Yes.
And that's how she was spending her birthday. doing that.
Yeah. I don't know. I love all the comments, and it's fun. Mm-hmm. It's a fun time.
Yeah, they have a good time doing it.
So tell me if this was offensive. I sent it to Alexis yesterday. Feliz cumpleaños.
What? Meaning?
Happy birthday.
Oh.
Happy birthday in Spanish? Is that?
Cumpleaños.
No, I don't. I think it's great. Or
you said gracias.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She did? Okay. I was going to say she probably didn't know what that means. She doesn't speak a lot of Spanish.
She just doesn't speak Spanish as well as her grandmother would like for her to.
Oh. Because didn't she get on Rob for not speaking, or he got on her?
Yeah. Rob was telling her how to speak Spanish. Oh, and she is fluent in Spanish.
Oh, my gosh. So funny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he would correct her all the time.
Why? Because he took like one class in school.
I don't know how much Spanish he took in school, but he seems to know a lot about proper pronunciations of Spanish words. And he will tell you.
He's probably learned that from playing some Mexican video games or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mexican probably. Board games.
Yeah.
Drinking Mexican Mountain Dew. Like the Mexican Cokes.
Oh, man.
Well, that's good that y'all are having fun doing that thing. And the only thing that I'm ready for with that is for Jody to learn how to set it all up herself.
I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you had to.
She can do it. It's not that complicated.
She said.
Did she tell you that Riggins and I made her get off the phone with one of her friends yesterday to come help with that?
No.
Yeah.
Get off the phone. We got to set this up.
No, she had been on that phone for, I can't tell you how long. And I knew it wasn't a serious thing. I heard her laughing. And she was out on the screen porch with the door closed. And I could hear her laughing. And she had it on speaker. And I recognized the other woman's voice and all that. And so I just texted her. I said, hey, when you get a minute, if you can come up here, I need your help with something. And what was it, Riggins? About 5 minutes later.
Yeah, like 5 minutes later. It's like, wrap it up. Like, we're not doing it like, I don't know. I'm not asking you here to come look at my outfit. Like, we got to do something. Let's go.
And I love how she's so particular of where she sits, because y'all have like a, I don't know if it's a foyer light or what it is, but it's a chandelier. Yeah.
Chandelier in the living room, and she sits in the loft.
Yeah. Okay. And it, like the pendulum or whatever you call it was coming out of her head. Mm-hmm. And she was like, now I'm not sitting here because look at this. And I was like, what are we looking at? She's like, this coming out of my head. I'm like, nobody notices that.
Yeah. So I had to fix that before I left, and still you got to figure I'm trying to do this. And then I got to go get ready to go to my other job.
Yeah.
And so she's sitting there, and just having me move the camera around and reposition her. So that chain that the chandelier is hanging on doesn't look like it's coming out of her head. And then she goes, now that's too much wall on this side. Go downstairs and get that plant that's in the dining room.
Yeah. And that
plant is the size of a redwood.
Yeah.
I'm trying to carry that thing upstairs and I'm hitting it on the ceiling. And then I put it down. And then when Riggins logs it onto how it's going to look with you on there, she's like, well, I mean, can't even see that tree.
I love her.
Okay. And it's so big. It wasn't even captured in the frame. It looked like, I swear to God, it looked like the cover of Jack and the Beanstalk or whatever, Jack and the Giant Beanstalk, where like this vine shoots through the ceiling. That's what it looked like.
No one beats her. And she's the best.
And that thing has little tiny strand of lights, that just looks like twinkles on it.
Yeah.
Not Christmassy, but more like just a glittery kind of lights. And she goes, I don't know. You think I need to replace the batteries in that and turn those lights on? Would that look good? I was like,
Actually, that'd be kind of cute. It might be too bright. I don't know.
Oh, and Riggins, she's talking about we need a new backdrop thing.
Yeah.
So she asked me again yesterday, did you get, because she left it in a note, you and Riggins need to get together, find a backdrop, whatever. And so I was leaving. She said, did you talk to Regan Sage? I'll pick out a backdrop. And I said, no, but we've exchanged, you know, ideas of the ones I let you look at them and everything. She goes, oh, well, we really need to get that by this weekend.
Oh, really? Okay.
This is, yes.
I'm like, why this weekend?
But
I do love how it went from like, she wasn't sure about doing it. And then I'll do it like, you know, a couple times maybe. And now she's like, I need a backdrop.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All of
it. So she did.
I love it.
She does it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had asked your daughter, Lainey, actually, she advertises some sunglasses for us. It's a brand partner we're working with called Aquila. And they're like these really trendy sunglasses. And Lainey had done some pictures for us for social media purposes. And I said, you know, hey, I had texted Lainey. I said, hey, if you want to do a couple more pictures for these sunglasses, that'd be great. Sometime this week, if you could. And she goes, don't worry about it. My mom already texted me about it and said she needed them by the end of the day. And that was yesterday. But I told her I was not feeling well and I was sick. Yeah. She said she was sick and that she was going to get work on it this week. I was like, oh my God, I didn't know that. Don't worry about it. Jody's like, I need those by the end of the day.
Yeah.
Lainey, you know what that stands for? COB. Close of business.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And Lainey's like, I know, I work for a big company.
Yeah.
I know what COB means. I just didn't ever think my mom would be speaking to me in those terms.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, mom, I don't feel well. Well, I don't care. COB.
That's the way it sounded. She was like, I told her I was sick. But.
You can take one picture, Lainey. One. That's all we need.
Blow your nose. Get out of that bed.
Sound like I'm asking you to talk.
Yeah.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be cutting it close.
All right. Well, If I can
leave here at 10:30, that should give me enough time. But I still have to get dressed.
Well, strip clubs will be 5 minutes. And then cutting spots will be, you know, 10 maybe.
And I probably have to go because Kyle's going to have an absolute conniption.
Go.
After the strip clubs, I can go.
Okay.
I just said done in 5.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Go, Riggins, go. Go, Riggins, go.
Woo, woo. It's Friday. It's Friday, baby. And this is the most special time of the week on the Extra Extra Funny Podcast. This is the one-star strip club reviews. This is where we go across the country and read real one-star reviews from actual strip clubs in America. And we will start in Atlanta, Georgia, known for a lot of strip clubs. We will start at the Magic City. Alex left one-star review. He said they wanted to charge $60 a person. The strippers are lazy. And I repeat, lazy. Most of them were rolling blunts when they weren't dancing.
What?
One star.
That's not lazy. They're multitasking.
Now, is that $60 to get in?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, Magic City's a well-known strip club in Atlanta. It's very popular, especially with rappers. But... so it is a little pricey, but I think probably on par for this level of club.
$60 just to walk in.
Dang.
Wow. $60. Yeah. Then we'll go to Elk Grove, Illinois, at a place called Heavenly Bodies. Mm. Ugh. John left a one-star review. I spend $600 a month here, and all of a sudden there's a no shorts rule. I am all caps beyond pissed as a regular.
All one of a star. Sudden, no, sir. That's been a rule the whole time.
Oh man, you're bragging about spending $600 a month in a strip club.
That's right. I'm executive level.
$600. He's like, I'd rather do that than a car payment. I'll ride my bike. Right.
And now they tell me about no shorts.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that amazing? Yeah. heavenly bodies. I love it, but no, I don't like the
wearing no long legged britches for nobody.
Long legged britches. Yeah, that's who calls the britches.
Exactly. Then we'll go to Larry Flint's Barely Legal Club, and I believe this is in New Orleans, Louisiana. Lewis left a one-star review. Like many adult consumers, I am constantly perplexed by the fine line between erotic and pathetic. The very fine line. You're really, it's like dancing with the devil. You're tiptoeing between erotic and pathetic.
What a review.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, those lines aren't really close to each other.
No, yeah,
you're so really not. Yeah, then we'll go to Pine Grove, Louisiana, at the Candy Men's Club. John left a 1-star review. Them girls look like they're starving. They should be fed. And if you don't want them chubby, which I, as I understand, many people do like, then let them exercise. Let them get some abs. 1-star.
Like, let them abs.
So I guess he's just complaining that they're too thin and
like they're not allowed to work.
Yeah, like the owners of the strip club are the ones responsible for feeding them.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly. Let them exercise. Yeah. Let them get some abs.
That's ridiculous.
So I was surprised, you know, I had to double check that was Louisiana when he said they were too thin. Oh god. Wait a minute. Something is not adding up here.
Something's a mess.
But it is. We'll go to the Spearmint Rhino in Las Vegas. Alex left a 1-star review. The doorman wanted to fight me, and I am a 70-year-old vet. Most of the bouncers are crybabies. 1-star.
You're a crybaby.
Quit being a P-word. He's just pissed. Then we'll go to Los Angeles, California at Jumbo's Clown Room. Mike left a 1-star review. Mad girls, just mad. With really bad vibes. The dancer drank my date's drink and then began to antagonize her for not giving tips.
Yeah. 1-star. Your tip was drinking my cocktail.
Yeah.
Yeah. For my my date here. And he said date. He didn't say girlfriend. So that was like a date for them.
It was a first date.
I don't know. I mean, Jumbo's Clown Room.
So romantic.
Jealous. So romantic. You know everything about me, it seems. Then we'll go to Dallas, Texas at the men's club. Michael left a 1-star review. A lengthy rant. I'm only giving the men's club of Dallas 1-star. I was banned. And I asked for my $2,200 lifetime membership back. I was not compensated. The DJ was sniffing coke all night. Many of the dancers are smoking marijuana. This is not the place for fun. 1-star.
2,200. Is that the?
Yeah, but that's a lifetime membership, Lindsay. Yeah, that's not a day pass. That's a lifetime
membership. I guess it is a good deal when you think about it, depending on how long you live.
Like a park. It's like a park hopper for sloppy titties. God. I mean, that is how remarkable.
Smoking marijuana. Sniffing cocaine. Oh, this ain't the nice place it once was.
Exactly. Then we'll go to the Kit Kat Club in Portland, Oregon. Alex left a 1-star review. The bouncers are assholes. The girls shove tip buckets in your face every 5 minutes and make you feel like shit if you don't tip every time. The bartender was rude and clearly hates her life. The whole vibe of this place sucks. There are so many better strip clubs in Portland. Do not come here. 1-star.
Okay.
Pissed. Yep. I also have to take some points away anytime a man uses vibes.
You got to take a few. Yeah.
I agree with you.
It's a very feminine type thing.
And I'm over it, period. But totally.
Yeah. Saying vibes. Mm-hmm.
And then we'll wrap up in San Diego, California at a place called The Body Shop. Brad left a 1-star review. It was the first strip club I ever went to some 30 plus years ago. And it seemed much classier back in 1980. And I don't remember the girls trying to hustle me. The waitresses were nicer than the dancers. My suggestion, don't waste your time or your money on this place. I know a girl's got to pay rent, but damn. One star. Well,
first of all, that was 45 years ago.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is apps
and more. And more.
Go to tjriggins.com and add us to your phone's home screen. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.